Thank you for wonderful worship this morning. And right after the service, our children, youth are having a fundraiser spaghetti lunch. It's ready, and all we'll have to do is go out these doors. There are baskets that'll be at each table. The tables look beautiful. I could tell Katie did them, and Dan looked. And come and join us for lunch. It won't take long. There's no program. It's just come and eat and give some dollars to support camp. And we're going to talk a little bit about camp. Let me introduce, or Katie, introduce your intern for the summer.
Hi, so I'm Katie Baker. I'm the preschool and children's minister, and I have been so blessed to have Briley Stevens stand up. Briley and wave.
Briley, who's up here every week.
I had to go steal Briley from her spot in the nursery to bring her over here, but Briley has faithfully served in our preschool ministry for several years now, and she worked with me last summer, and so she's back again this summer. Briley's just about to finish her junior year at Lufkin High School, and her mom tells me she's already referring to herself as a senior,
which was causing her mom to have a little tear.
Yep,
all right, Dan, introduce your intern.
I'm Dan Vinson. I'm the minister to students and graduates here, and my intern this summer is the one and only Leah Akridge, ETBU softball legend.
Turn around, Leah, right so everybody here. Can see you. Turn around. Okay, there you go. Leah will one more semester, and you graduate from East Texas Baptist University, and then you'll be sticking around there to get your master's, right? Welcome. Thanks, Briley and Leah. So let's talk about camp. Let me start with Dan. Super Summer is one of the first camps that happened. I feel oh so old because I went to Super Summer when it was just starting 40 years ago. I bet it hadn't changed a bit, probably. Tell us, what is Super Summer? Who goes? Where do they go? What's it about?
Super Summer, I think, is one of the best things that we send students to. It's run by the BGCT, Texas Baptist, and so whenever we donate dollars to the BGCT through the church, it goes towards things like Super Summer. And Super Summer is a week-long, I don't want to call it a conference, but it's not necessarily camp either. It is a week-long, I would say, leadership training, faith-building camp for students, and it is full of worship sessions, discussion sessions. We talked today, I think there's about 5 sermons that the kids have to listen to per day for the entire week. They break into their age groups.
Do they know they have to listen to 5 sermons? Okay,
they do.
Go ahead.
Yes.
All right.
And that's one of the reasons. So Super Summer is not necessarily a thing that you can just sign up for that we do. Super Summer is one of the things that we invite students to be a part of. And one of the ways that we kind of learn how do we invite people to, like, who we invite is how well we know these students. Is it going to be something that they enjoy doing? And so the way that we gauge that is, you know, we see them around church. We see them interacting with lessons, with sermons, with other students, because it is very discussion-oriented. So Super Summer is a great way for students to start discussing their faith, talking about their faith, listening to other people talk about faith, kind of bouncing ideas back and forth and hearing things. Super Summer, I think, consistently turns out to be one of the most developmentally great things for students' faith.
So it's a leadership camp. How many kids have you invited to go?
This year we have 9 going.
Good, good. And a basic cost of Super Summer?
Basic cost of Super Summer is $350, but because it is something that is so beneficial to our students, it is something that we front the cost for. And Super Summer, it's non-refundable, so once a student says they can go, we have paid $350 for them, and it doesn't matter if it's a week before Super Summer and they say, hey, I can't go. Well, we have already paid for that spot there.
So some of the dollars that we give support that, and those who sign up and say they're going and don't go, then we take it out of their flesh, basically.
Yes.
All right, good. All right,
exactly.
Katie, it's not Super Summer, but it's pre-teen camp. Years ago, we had girls' camp and guys' camp, pre-teen camp, Camp Tejas, since 2016. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so in July, we'll take our completed third through sixth graders to pre-teen camp at Camp Tejas in Giddings, Texas. The kids absolutely love Camp Tejas. I cannot speak highly enough about the camp there. This year, we're actually going with a different group of churches, same camp, same basic design, but a different group of churches, and the largest church there is kind of the sponsor church, and for us this year, that's going to be FBC Bryan. So I'm looking forward to getting to meet some other ministers from those other churches, but from our kids' point of view, the camp will be the same. It's worship services twice a day. It's swimming, of course. It's lake. It's zip line. It's awesome. Everything you would imagine camp would be.
Camp lasts how many days? Again, what age group can go, and can they still sign up?
Yes, definitely they can still sign up, although it's cheaper if you sign up this week. So try to sign up here in the month of May.
What grades?
Completed third through completed sixth. So current third through sixth graders.
And so how much would it cost the kid to go to camp?
So we are charging our families $250 a child. The camp charges us about $375 per child. So we have already built in some use of the funds that we plan to raise today in the fundraiser to offset some of that cost for our families.
The CPA, Katie, gets this. They're charging $375. We're going to charge $250. We need to make up some money today. That's good.
I'm confident we'll make up that money today.
Pre-teen camp at Camp Tejas in July. Dan, in 2 weeks, I said three somewhere, in 2 weeks, youth camp happens. A new place, a new group. Tell us about youth camp.
Yeah, it's not too late to sign up for youth camp. If you still have not signed up for youth camp, come on. It's going to be great. So the difference between youth camp and Super Summer is youth camp is a little bit more toned down from the intense conversations and everything. Youth camp is much more centered around building relationships within our group. It's where last year we went to Gulf Shores, Alabama. We spent a week at the beach. And all the guys, we stayed in a house together that was probably built for 12 people. I think we had somewhere around 16 or whatnot. So it was very smelly for the guys there. And the girls' house is about the same. We stayed there, and it's where we all bond together very well. And but this year we're going to be at Glen Rose, Texas, at Riverbend Retreat Center with First Baptist Church Arlington. It's kind of the same way that Katie's camp is going. First Baptist Church Arlington is kind of like the headline. Everything's up, but there's about 15 other churches joining them, people that I've gone to seminary with or youth pastors there. So some of these students have been around these other churches too, so they're very familiar with them. But it is going to be, we have worship, we have, they have a pool, a blob. One of the nights that we're doing, every night we have a different theme night. One of them is called, I think, Extreme Pain, where we're doing a belly flop contest off diving boards. And so it's a lot of fun, and it sounds like, y'all don't have to go to that and do the belly flop, but these kids do. So that's
what grades? What grades?
7 through 12.
7 through 12, and how much to go to youth camp?
To go to youth camp, $320.
So if you have three kids, and some are going to youth camp or super summer and pre-teen camp, it can cost a bit.
You're sweating right now.
You have three kids, right?
I have three kids.
Okay, and so you know.
Summer starts to make you like, oh yeah. Gosh.
But we love summer, and the kids want, we want more summer.
We offer discounts to anybody who has more than one kid going to camp, too. So,
if a family can't pay for youth camp, does that keep the kid from going?
No.
Okay. All right, good. I wanted to hear that. So, Katie, we've done Super Summer, Pre-Teen Camp, Youth Camp, which 2 weeks, but they can still sign up.
1 more week.
And then Kids Camp. Happens in June. We've done it since 2016. Tell us about Kids Camp, one of our favorite weeks.
Kids Camp is by far my favorite week of the summer, although I do love preteen camp. But Kids Camp is really, it's our vacation Bible school combined with a day camp. And it is our largest community outreach event for our children's ministry that we have all year. And I think that's what makes it so special is our church family has bought into it, and it has spread the joy to our community too. So it's 4 days, June 20th through 23rd. We're here all day long. We do, like I said, a kind of traditional VBS in the morning. So
that'd be crafts, Bible study, missions.
Music, okay. Missions, yep, snack, games. Then we do lunch. And then the afternoon, it's just all-out chaos. Field trips, game trucks coming here, bounce houses here, swimming, hijinks, everything you can think of to put almost 200 kids plus out in the community.
If you've never been here to see 200 kids in the sanctuary, first of all, you have to take a deep breath that they are in the sanctuary. But it's camp, and it's good. And on Thursday, tell us about what happens at the end of camp.
So Thursday at 3:30, we invite all the families to come and watch the kids sing. And so that's open to our church family. If you are available Thursday afternoon, June the 23rd at 3:30. I'm sure we'll send out reminders as it gets closer, but I would really encourage you to just come sneak in and just watch the joy on these kids' faces, and it's really something.
It sounds much like the Sanctuary Choir when they sing. They dance a little bit better, but they sound a lot like them. How much does it cost for kids to come to kids' camp?
It costs $80 per camper.
And what is the mission? We do a mission dollar offering every day.
Yes, we do a mission offering for the week. And this summer, we are going to raise money for water filtration systems. So we'll be talking during the week about how people around the world don't all have access to clean water. And so not a water well, but one of those that they can just put on a jug and how that works. So we'll do some hands-on demonstrations.
Wow. 4 weeks. Two for youth, two for children, and then a host of other activities that happen all summer. Camp is big. Some of us remember going to camp, and maybe it's a little different. What's this video? This is about camp.
My name is Tinsley, and my favorite thing about kids camp is the arts and crafts, and after kids camp, because we always do something fun, like go to the movies at Pine Theater, or do Tall Timbers, or do some fun things like that.
What I like about Camp Tejas is when you get to go and hang out with friends and do free time with fun activities.
What I'm looking forward to at Camp Tejas is the mud pit and pushing people in the mud.
I like Camp Tejas because the giant swing is really fun and the camp overall is very entertaining and exciting. I also like it because the swimming pool is really big.
I'm looking forward to everything about camp.
Hi, my name is Savannah Bratwell. As you can see, I'm here in the beloved youth room. I would just like to talk about the summer trips that we get to go on. My favorite part is just being there and getting to know other people, because I get to learn more about everyone and their walks of faith, and I get to talk about mine too, which is amazing because I get to see how they've grown and how I can grow in the future, and it's just truly amazing, and that's my favorite part of summer camp.
I loved going to Super Summer last year. It was a great experience. It helped me learn how to share the gospel and not be scared to. It helped me connect with new friends, how they went on with God and how they connected to Him and learn new ways. It helped me create great friendships, and I had so much fun. Camp is really fun. At camp and Super Summer, you get to show your personality without being afraid and just get to be yourself.
Something really special about the youth summer events is we have Dan, who plans all these amazing things and kind of lets us know that he cares about us. And these events have really changed me and kind of opened me up and allowed me to learn how to talk to people. Because believe me, before the youth, I did not know how to have a conversation with someone older than me. And it's just a great way to build friendships, build yourself up, and strengthen your faith. And it's just a good time.
We'll be right back. and than what some of us remember. But isn't it great that kids and youth can be a part of camp? I appreciate Ashley in our office who put together the video, and Dan and Katie for sharing with us about camps. If you were raised in church, I want you to do something. I want you right now to picture that church building. Go back. Go back to the church of your childhood. You see it? You picture that building, the sanctuary, or maybe you called it the auditorium. Can you picture those kids' classrooms, that fellowship hall? Now smell it. Isn't it funny how churches have that smell? Maybe it was musty or old wooden smell. Can you smell your church? I can. Feel it. Feel it when you open the doors. And as a kid, we didn't have central air and heat at home, but at the church, the air conditioning was always so wonderfully cold. What precious memories many of us had as we reflect on the church of our childhood, the church of our youth, especially summer. Can't you picture summer? For me, vacation Bible school in the summer. Of course, in a small town, we went to the Methodist and the Church of Christ and the Presbyterian and the Baptist. My mother loved it. 4 or 5 weeks of vacation Bible school. Vacation Bible school. I can see us lined up. I can see us marching in. The flags, the pledge to the Bible, the crafts, and the red Kool-Aid. Vacation Bible school. Or those summer covered dish suppers. They were just better in the summer where you had those big slices of watermelon or tomato and all the deviled eggs you could eat. And then I've mentioned before about growing up with summer revivals. Dan talked about the five preaching. Well, the preachers just preached 5 hours in those summer revivals, and it was hot. And though you didn't like it, that's what you did. And afterwards, it wasn't so bad. And, of course, camp. I went to Highland Lakes Baptist Encampment, started going in fourth grade, and never missed a year. Summer in my life in the church was the most special time of the year. I loved Advent and Christmas, and Easter was fine, but nothing compared to summer at the church for this kid. I think it's because in 1972, at the age of 9, at Vacation Bible School, when the pastor offered a time for boys and girls to profess their faith, I walked down that aisle and I told my pastor, I want Jesus to come into my heart. That very afternoon, he came to my house and we sat on the front porch because he wanted to make sure I wasn't just following other kids. And 2 weeks later, like Parker and Taylor, and I was baptized in the church. Vacation Bible school in the summer allowed a pastor an opportunity to present the gospel to me. I loved going on mission trip and loved missions because of a teenager every year going to South Texas, to the valley. It was so hot. We would do Bible schools and we would walk the neighborhoods and invite families to a revival meeting. Each summer, Texas Baptist Valley River Ministry. Super summer, as I told the kids, yes, it was different, but it really was that time as a teenager when I began to learn about reading the Bible and journaling and memorizing scripture and praying and every day having that quiet time. It was on the campus of Baylor, and I thought as a freshman in high school and a sophomore that when I got to Baylor, I would do that every day. Well, I didn't exactly do that every day at Baylor, but super summer, it was wonderful leadership training. And camp, I love camp perhaps most of all because it was at camp at Highland Lakes Baptist Encampment as an eighth grader where I told the pastor that I felt God had called me to be a minister, to be a pastor. So these are summer memories, but they're more than memories. They've become lifelong experiences, and it's part of me. It's part of who I am. It was part of God's plan. The statistics don't lie. It's undeniable that children and teenagers who are presented with the gospel, that those years when a heart is more tender, that those who make decisions for Christ, who are raised in the church and have that opportunity to hear, are much more open to hearing and learning and accepting. As we get older, I don't know, we get harder. Our lives get busier. Yes, God can still do amazing things, but there's something about that child and that childlike faith. And you know, there's only about 15 years or 16 years. You know, those years go so quickly, and when you're a parent of a preschooler, you think, will these years ever end? They do. They end way too quickly. And so those 18 or 17 or 16 years, and boom, off they go. Off they go. I think that's why Jesus gave these words, and Mark recorded them. Mark chapter 10, I'm reading from the Message. It's a familiar passage, and because of that, sometimes we just read through it too quickly. Mark chapter 10, verse 13. The people brought children to Jesus, hoping that he might touch them. The disciples shooed them away, but Jesus was irate and let them know, don't push these children away. Don't ever get between them and me. These children are at the very center of life in the kingdom. Mark this. Unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. Then, gathering the children up in his arms, he laid his hands of blessing upon them. I love that text. If Jesus took the time, if Jesus in those short years of ministry on his way to Calvary made the time, if Jesus became irate at those who got in the way, and if Jesus gathered them up, maybe, just maybe, we should take notice as well. The people brought the children to Jesus. It wasn't just the parents. I've read various translations this week. I've always interpreted that moms and dads got their children. But every translation I've read in the Greek, it wasn't parents, it was people. Maybe parents are people too. But it was neighbors and friends like us that brought the children, the teens, they brought them to Jesus. You know, one of the most frustrating parts of doing church ministry as a youth minister or a children's minister or a pastor is when we have camps and we have Bible school and we have Wednesday activities and the people don't bring the kids and the parents. Now listen, one of my church members said, Pastor Mark, you've gone from preaching to meddling. I'm about to meddle a little bit. I love baseball and football and soccer and volleyball. I love it all. I love that we have art camp and theater camp. I love that we have cheer and dance, and all of that is good. And no one perhaps does it any better than Lufkin, Texas. We've got all things for all people, and I love it. But I also love the church. And parents, there are times when we have to look at our priorities. We struggled with it as parents. Our kids are in select ball and select this, and their schedules would get full. But folks, there's a time when as parents, we have to also say, that's good, we're going to do it, and we're going to be in church, and we're going to be in Bible study, and we're going to be there on Wednesday nights. I'm not talking about some legalistic. I've got 5 weddings this year. You know, I've already been out 2 of those. There are vacation days. Go on vacation and don't go to church. But let's make that the exception, There are times we just make everything a priority but worship. Families, our kids shouldn't wake up on Sunday morning and say, "Are we going to church today?" Yes, we're going to church. We go to church every Sunday, unapologetically. And we go on vacation. We don't go. And when there are special things, we don't go. But the majority of the time, am I meddling yet? The majority of the time, we go to church. As for me and my house, we will worship. We will show up. We will be there. We will be there. Now, you're not the ones who need to hear it. Those who are listening on home, you need to hear this. There are times, and not because they were preachers' kids, there were times when especially our son playing basketball, you know, every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And there were times we would say, "Guess what? You're going to miss. You're going to miss that tournament. Oh, Dad, I can't." Yes, you can. And we told the coach going in, he won't be there every Sunday tournament. There are times we drove like crazy people to get to San Antonio, to get to Austin, and to get to Houston, to get him there after worship. And there were times he sat on the bench because he hadn't been there. There were times he did suicide running up and down the bleachers and all that stuff. And that was okay. It made him a better person in the end of it. Parents, people, bring your kids to Jesus, to the church. Not some legalistic, but if we somehow think that our kids are going to just wake up one day and say, "Oh, when I become a teenager, I can't wait to go to church." No, they're not, unless we have brought them up and encouraged them and said, "We're going to do this." And it's not easy, but it sure is important. Here's my challenge for this summer. Parents, bring your kids. Bring them to Jesus. Bring them to church. Bring them to ministry. Gather them up. Gather them up. And church, let us show up and volunteer. I would love for Dan and Katie to have so many volunteers that they had to say, "We're full. We really don't need any more help." It hasn't happened in a long time. I want to encourage you to give some dollars to help. We don't want one single kid. And they won't go without going to some of these activities. And if we can help support even more, as we've already done, by cutting the cost. And most of all, we just need to pray. This summer, praying that God would begin to work in the hearts and the lives of kids. God could speak to a third grader going into fourth grade about accepting Jesus. God can still do that, and He does. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you came to know Jesus because of a camp or a vacation Bible school? Raise your hand. Look at that, all around. How many of you went to a church camp where you made some type of commitment for Christ? Raise your hand. How many of us made two or three or four of those decisions at camp because the preacher kept preaching and we thought if they'll just sing "Just As I Am" one more time, I'll go. All right, well, the impact of summer. Would you join me in praying this summer that God's Spirit would move over this campus, that God's Spirit would move at Super Summer and youth camp and preteen camp and our kids' camp? Not in a coercive way. God's Spirit doesn't need us to get in the way. God's Holy Spirit can do exactly what the Holy Spirit does: call and convict and change. Like Jesus, let us all gather them up and bless these kids and families. Shall we pray? Oh God, what a privilege to be in a church that loves families. What a privilege to be able to share the gospel message. What a privilege today to see these baptized. What a privilege to get to do life and work and ministry and mission, and to get to have fun and to be a kid and to be a teen, to be a part of a church that unapologetically believes in the power of the gospel of a Savior who loves and cares. Thank you, God, for our church. And we stand before you today making new commitments that we will do more and we will pray more than ever before. That's our prayer. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.